Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show. It's Tuesday, August 8, 2023. I am Bill Boyle. I'm not the host generally, but I am this morning. David Boyle is out today, and so I'm sitting in this hot seat and filling in as the host of the Red Rock Morning Show. You're listening on Red Rock 92 FM. We are broadcasting live from Abajo Peak with translators in Moab and Cortez, and 24/7 streaming online at redrock92.com. Glad you're with us. Again, I'm Bill Boyle. I'll be your host today. Glad that Rhett Sifford is sitting in today in the engineer's desk running things. How are you doing this morning, Rhett?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit flustered.
But, no worries.
Yeah, it's I'm an old newspaper guy, so sitting in a radio desk is all you teaching old dogs new tricks. But
did you just call yourself an old dog?
I called myself accurately an old dog.
Anyway. I don't know. I saw you riding bike up on the mountain this week, and you didn't look like an old dog then. Well, I don't know. Maybe
that's the new trick.
That's
put
right.
A dog on a bicycle, man. That's awesome. A lot going on today in the Red Rock Country, and glad you joined us. We may be a little bit disjointed, but we will do our very best to get you the news, let you know what's happening throughout this beautiful Red Rock Country that extends through the Four Corners State, Northern Navajo Nation. The New York Times is reporting this morning that President Joe Biden will designate a new national monument surrounding the Grand Canyon. That's big news in this area. The express intent, they're not just hinting at it, but the express intent of this new designation is to stop uranium mining. Navajo Nation outlawed uranium mining in the area several years ago, but that could have expired in a few years, so this will formalize that on federal land surrounding Grand Canyon National Park. Times reports President Biden will designate nearly 1 million acres of land near the Grand Canyon as a new national monument on Tuesday to protect the area from uranium mining. He's visiting the area. He's going to be in Utah. He's going to be in Arizona and another state here in the area. He's announcing that he's creating the new national monument, the fifth such national monument in his presidency. Anyway, so that's big news and will continue to impact the area. Of course, there's been no uranium mining in that area since the Navajo Nation outlawed it several years ago, many years ago. But this will formalize that. 1 million acres. We shouldn't lose sight of how much ground that is. We sometimes with big numbers, they just meld in our head, and you know, 50,000 or a million is a big number anyway. But 1 million acres, if you look at Zions National Park, Bryce Canyon National Park, Capitol Reef National Park, Arches National Park, and Canyonlands National Park, these are the Mighty Five, Utah's tremendous treasure of five mighty national parks. They total 840,000 acres. So this is 1 million acres. So just keep that in mind.
We can hear numbers in the trillions, and it doesn't really. We don't even really pay attention to that anymore.
If it's more money than's in my bank account, then I just kind of glaze over. But
right.
But and 800,000 acres in the Mighty Five, this will be 1 million-acre national monument. So these are not insignificant designations by the federal government. The president using the Antiquities Act, created in 1906, to allow the president, the executive branch, to protect areas that are threatened. And there is a feeling that it is threatened. Politics come into play so much with everything that happens, but environmental groups have been angry with President Biden in some areas. And, of course, he wants to secure a voting block of Native Americans. They were a crucial voting block in 2020 in this election that changed Arizona from red to blue.
Mm-hmm.
And a significant portion of Native Americans are in support of this. So, anyway, big news in the Red Rock Country. A new national monument is set to be established today surrounding Grand Canyon National Park. Other big area news is a red fire warning that's going out. Generally don't have these in August too much, but we certainly have one today. The entire Red Rock Country will be in a fire weather warning The red flag warning remains in effect from noon today until 9 o'clock this evening because of gusty winds, low relative humidity, and dry fuels. So be careful out there. Take precautions. Red flag warning.
Does that mean no fires for people, or what exactly does it mean?
The designations, the government designations take time to do. So this is not an emergency don't light a fire designation by the government. It's a pleading by the government not to start fires.
Right.
But, so I don't think that there's a legal thing to it, but you want to be careful. High winds expected this afternoon. It's dry conditions, a lot of fuel out there. So a red flag warning. There is one fire in the area, the Little Mesa Fire. Well, it's not even in the area. It's adjacent to the area. The Little Mesa Fire is west of Delta, Colorado, in the Dominguez-Escalante National Conservation Area. It is 75 acres. It's not contained yet, according to the latest word we've received. And there are fires in the periphery of the Red Rock Country, and we don't want any fires within the Red Rock Country. So be careful out there. Once again, we're glad you joined us. It's Tuesday, August 8th. You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Let's go here for a few commercials, and we'll come right back. Once again, you're with the Red Rock Morning Show.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
The kids may be heading back to school, but summer's still in full swing at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Blackstone Grills, an outdoor cooking station. 20-pound bags of Ace Wild Bird Food are two for $20. Buy a Milwaukee Lithium Ion Power Tool. Get a battery, sander, cutoff tool, or ratchet tool free. Plus, get those painting projects done with over 3,500 unmatchable colors from Benjamin Moore. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics in Price and Monticello. Adjusting to braces can be a tough transition in the beginning with the pressures of school, sports, band, and other commitments. That's why summer is a perfect time to think about braces. You get a complimentary consultation, including your individualized treatment plan. We work with nearly every budget, and we offer a price match guarantee. Let us make your summer one that will last a lifetime. Give us a call today, 435-637-2222.
It's back to school time, and Emory Telcom will keep you connected with super fast internet service all year long. Right now, new customers get their first 2 months free. Plus, save up to $30 every month on internet service. See if you qualify for the Affordable Connectivity Program and apply online right now at affordableconnectivity.gov. Sign up to get your first 2 months of internet free. Visit emorytelcom.com or call 435-298-8023 today. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show. This is a bit of an unfamiliar voice as the host. I guess I hear quite a bit that David and I's voices so similar. But this is Bill Boyle sitting in for David Boyle today.
I can tell the difference.
You can, because you're sitting across from me.
You look a lot different.
Rhett Sifford here sitting in the engineer desk and helping us out. Appreciate that you're with us here, Rhett. Interesting things going on. We always get some reports, press releases just pour in, and most of them we just throw away. But we look at them, particularly if they have to do with the area. I like comparing the four corner states too. So speaking of the New York Times, they reported this new national monument in Grand Canyon area. Recently, the New York Times listed Monument Valley as the highest ranking United States destination on the 52 top places to travel in 2023.
Wow.
So way to go, Monument Valley.
Well, they have, I think, at one point, the second most beautiful high school football field there.
And I'd like to see number one.
It was in Texas. It was one of those kind of like mini stadiums, you know, that's like a...
So, they'd have gotten in trouble if they hadn't put Texas as number
one. That's right. That's right.
Man alive. Speaking of football, we'll talk about that in the last segment, but the high school football season is upon us here before you know it.
Yeah, it snuck up upon me. So we've got
we'll be hearing a lot about that too. Yep. But so Monument Valley, third choice globally on the 52 top places to travel in 2023.
That's cool.
Backdrop to many classic Western films, filled to the brim with Native American culture. Anyway, so pretty neat. Way to go. Way to go, Monument Valley.
Yeah, I, of course, will always think of Marty McFly traveling back to 1885 and appearing out of nowhere in Monument Valley with all the Native Americans bearing down on him, you know, coming right at the DeLorean. So.
And if I recall, he had some ill-fitting cowboy attire.
That's right. That's right. It was oddly colorful. It was 80s colors. Yeah, hilarious.
There was a new report out that states that Utah... And no one should be surprised about this. Utah is the most Harry Potter-obsessed state in the United States of America. And following close behind, Colorado. So I don't know what Harry Potter has to do with the Red Rock Country, but number one, searches per 100 for Harry Potter. It's the most, Harry Potter's the highest. Is searched higher in Utah than anywhere else. 53 was the score. Colorado, 45. It's the second highest state.
Interesting.
And these are lots of numbers. These are millions and millions of people on the internet trying to find out, entering Harry Potter. Number 10 is Arizona. And New
Get
Mexico.
With it, Arizona.
No, that's still good. 10 out of 50. And New Mexico smack dab in the middle, number 26. So
they don't care about Harry Potter.
Oh, they do. They care about Harry Potter as on the average.
On the average. So okay.
They're not this last on the list.
Who could care less about Harry Potter? Who's last?
Apparently, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, South Carolina.
It sounds like the SEC.
Yeah, the SEC. Yeah, you think these hot, humid summer days, you'd be inside reading about, maybe they're reading Harry Potter instead of Googling about Harry Potter.
No, they can't read down there, Bill.
Oh, I'm not touching that.
Hey, I can say that because I grew up down there, so.
Well, maybe I can agree with it. No, no state has more fun than the Beehive State. You know, I think there's a little bit of pandering in these reports that go out. They're doing anything to get on the radio, and I guess it's working today. Utah is the most entertained state, spending the most on entertainment in 13 different categories. Has a lot of variety when it comes to entertainment, topping the spending list in 5 categories, including streaming services, music streaming, sporting events, movie theater shows, etc. So, we can find out a little bit. And then here's the one, you know, you got all these positive things. We got to dive into the most overweight and obese states. And as I look at the top 20, none of the four corner states show up. So way to go. In fact, Colorado has the lowest percentage of obese adults in the United States, 25%, but that's 1.6 times lower than West Virginia, where over 40% of adults are considered obese. So
how do we know? See, I don't think I would, I don't think I would help out our Utah stat too well, but nobody has asked me if I'm obese.
I think
how do we know
there
this?
Are closed circuit cameras that take pictures and they judge you.
This is scary.
They judge you. No. Colorado also has, and this is not unrelated, has the lowest percentage of diabetic adults, 6%, which is two and a half times lower than Mississippi.
Yeah, that would be a related story to what you just said, actually.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And Colorado also has the lowest percentage of adults with high blood pressure, 25% compared to 40% in Mississippi. So
the mountains are relaxing, man.
What yeah, it must be.
What can you say?
Must be something. Something's working in Colorado. That's good work.
And, of course, going back to your bike riding in the mountains, it creates athletic effort for sure. Whether you're hiking up the mountain or riding up the mountain or
yeah, get your blood pumping, and man, it's a beautiful area around here. Mm-hmm. My wife and I bicycle, and we're just road bikers on pavement. We're not out there beating the back track like they did at the Abajo Enduro over the weekend.
Right.
In fact, we ran into a few of the Abajo Enduro athletes, and they looked at us with pity almost, but we were out there riding bikes. So
yeah,
it's good.
So and we ran into them also, so I didn't realize that's exactly what that group was. I should have known that, but I didn't.
You know, they were so far behind us because Linda and I were.
Because you guys are amazing.
Yeah, no, something like that.
Well, I swam in Foy Lake for the first time in my life. Being here for 20 years, I actually swam. Have you ever swum
I've swummed in Foy Lake quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
No, I've kayaked in Foy Lake. And every time I'm in a kayak, I look down at that mossy water, which is just beautiful.
I was wrestling the moss. Yeah, I was wrestling the moss all the way
across. I wouldn't want to swim in this water.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was very refreshing. But yeah, that's where they were. That's where we ran into them. So it was a big old group of bicyclists for sure.
Oh, yeah. Huge group. Successful event and incredible. This enduro bike riding is downhill at high speeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get my back hurts just hearing about it.
On trail, on narrow trail. Yeah.
So they had four big races over the weekend. A lot of people, big success. And were you the only one swimming in Foy Lake?
Yes, we were.
Because if I'd finished a big downhill race at 100 miles an hour, I may want to celebrate by jumping in Foy Lake.
You might cramp up if you jump with the coldness. It might just ball up your calf just like that. I don't know.
Yeah. So. Well, Foy Lake is pretty important in the canyon country. That's what brought the Sifford brothers to Monticello years ago.
Your brother
Reed was camping up there. And
yeah, he thought he was out in the middle of nowhere and would never see anybody. And back then it was more the case, but now it's... You know, the Forest Service put that bathroom up there, and it's become more popular.
Yeah.
So you can't really get the feeling that you're out there by yourself anymore, but he was at the time.
So. You know, and the entire Red Rock country is full of so many spectacular places.
Right.
Really good stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, we're glad that you've joined us here on the Red Rock Morning Show. We're going to go back to commercial. We've got a lot of sponsors who support us, and we appreciate your support for them. You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
San Juan Building Supply has offered a full range of building supplies to San Juan County and beyond for 35 years. Lumber prices are down for the busy construction season, and now is an excellent time to buy. From the start of your project to the finish, San Juan Building Supply has the high-quality products you need, and they deliver. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding, call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building materials supplier.
Hey, Justin here, Performance Ford of Moab. I'd like to take a moment and invite our local community into the new dealership. New ownership means new opportunities, such as a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as new Shelby and Roush performance vehicles. And there's a lot more to come. Stop in today. Come see what the buzz is about. 1805 South Highway 191. Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Hello? Hey, man, I saw your post today, and I thought I'd give you a call. You good?
Reaching out is suicide prevention. Learn more about preventing suicide at liveonutah.org.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's, whatever it takes, means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs, too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing, is your Bryant dealer. And a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes. Trade out my
tomorrow. Don't miss the Johnny O Band live on stage at Montezuma Park. It's Cortez Third Thursdays, free August 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. with an outdoor market full of food, drinks, giveaways, and live music. The Johnny O Band is a smoking band out of Boulder, Colorado. Their funky grooves and high-energy jams will captivate you and get you dancing. Third Thursdays at Montezuma Park. Presented by the Cortez Retail Enhancement Association, the City of Cortez, and First National Bank of Cortez. Cortez Third Thursdays featuring the Johnny O Band. Free August 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. in Montezuma Park.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
What's going on? Friday night at Bluff Fort presents the Grayson Girls, Blanding's own homegrown, talented, and creative ladies playing guitar and keys. The show's free and starts at 7 p.m. Also Friday night, the free movie Moab Summer Film Series presents Guardians of the Galaxy 3. It's at the Center Street Ballpark. Bring your own water, chairs, and blankets. Check moabhappenings.com for full details. Saturday is Escalante Days at Flanders Park in Dolores. The fun includes a parade, chainsaw competition, 5K, food, softball tournament, local beers and wines, kids' activities, games, vendors, live music, and more. Full details are online at visitdolores.com. The annual Randon Kies Memorial Night Golf Tournament is also Saturday at the Hideout Golf Course in Monticello. It begins at 5:30 and costs $50 per person. For more info, visit hideoutgolf.com. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We're at 92.7, booming off of Abajo Peak. 96.1 is our translator in Cortez, and 101.5 in Moab. And 24/7, we're streaming live, redrock92.com. Also, you can get our podcast of the morning show packaged up and sent to you. You can listen to it on podcast online format at your own leisure. Give us a call or an email and at the number that we'll say later on, and we'll put you on the list. Today is Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. Today is Dollar Day. It was the day in 1786 when the U.S. monetary system was established. First dollar coin was minted in 1794 by the United States. The first dollar bill, any guesses?
I don't know.
So many things happened in 1860s. 1862, in the midst of the Civil War.
Wow.
First dollar bill. And the Confederacy also printed paper bills, too. So,
you know, Tyler Hall has one of those dollar bills at his jewelry store down here.
He does not, because he sold it to me.
Are you serious?
And I gave it to my wife, who's a history teacher. We have a Confederacy currency. My wife has it at her high school at her history teacher desk. So,
is it appropriate to ask how much you paid for a Confederate dollar bill?
I did not pay the dollar amount. We checked, and that Confederate Bank of the Confederacy is not honoring the bills. So
they're not open anymore. What?
No. So, but today is Dollar Day.
That's cool. I'll take a couple. It's Dollar Day.
Yes, you will.
I'll take some.
Yes, you will. That's also Frozen Custard Day. Maybe I'll get you some frozen custard.
Okay.
National Pickleball Day.
Oh.
And Digital Nomad Day. That was an esoteric concept a few years ago, but after COVID and all the shutdowns and all the ability to be a digital nomad, you can do your work sitting by the side of the pool or at your desk, either one. So it's Digital Nomad Day. It's also, they have these days named after people. So today's National Liam Day, National Ann Day, and National Melvin Day.
Melvin.
I'm glad Melvin's got a day. And today is the day, Melvin.
All right.
Today in history, this is a tough one. August 8th, 1974, Richard Nixon became the only U.S. president to resign.
Yeah.
He was succeeded by Gerald Ford, who had been appointed, not elected, but appointed to replace Spiro Agnew as vice president.
Hmm.
So Ford became the only president to have never been on a presidential ticket for a general election.
Hmm.
So almost 50 years, 49 years ago today. On this day in 1992, the Dream Team won the gold medal at the Barcelona Summer Olympics.
I actually remember that one.
Oh, man. Yeah, you were in high school.
I was not born with the Richard Nixon deal, but 2 years later I was.
There's always these reminders of how old I am and how young you are.
Right. Well, I'm not young anymore
either. If you would have been aware and alert in 1974, you'd probably remember the resignation of Richard Nixon.
Yep.
That was pretty wild.
Yeah.
43 years ago today, on August 8th, 1978, the number one song was Three Times a Lady by the Commodores.
Oh, yes.
Of course, voiced by Lionel Richie before his solo career.
We just came out of a Lionel Richie weekend on Red Rock 92. So, yep.
I think it's not the first, and I'm sure it won't be the last. Mm-mm. But, man, what a great musician. And 43 years ago today, had the number one song with the Commodores. Birthdays today, actor Dustin Hoffman is 86 years old today.
Wow, that is amazing.
Can't believe it, 86. To me, he'll always have just graduated from college.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
That's crazy. Yeah, we just watched him in Runaway Jury. I don't know if you remember that movie, John Grisham. All those people were young back then.
Yeah.
And actually, even back then, he wasn't super young, but...
Yeah, 86 years old, so that's quite a legacy. 86 years. Happy birthday, Dustin.
Yep.
The Edge, lead guitarist for U2, is 62 years old today. Local birthdays today for Shay Young and Jeff Edgington. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out or if you want to sign up for the Morning Show podcast, again, we email that out every morning. You can click on it and listen to it at your leisure. Not everyone has appointment radio at 9 a.m. Monday through Friday.
So is there a certain limit of amount of people who get put on the list for the call-out for birthdays that would require you and David to actually sing the song? I'm just curious if enough people bring a name forth to say it's their birthday. What's the requirement? 10 names,
maybe? That would
maybe?
Be the requirement
you guys need
we
to see.
Build and build and build to get a number, and then we never have anyone any again.
It's an unlimited limit.
The birthday song is not going to happen
I
on
think,
the morning
I
show.
Think if 10 people have their names in for the birthday, you guys should have to sing it.
Maybe we ought to engineer in, you know, the Beatles' birthday song. There's a lot of good birthday
they
music out
there. Say it's your birthday.
There
that
we
was
go.
Ugly. That was
that
ugly.
That was not me. So if you want to give a birthday shout-out or be on the podcast or have a request of any type, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, August 8th. Our next segment is the job fair. The Red Rock Job Fair, offering job opportunities throughout the Red Rock listening area. Let's go to that job fair, Rat. Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including clinical nurse manager, operating room registered nurse, dialysis registered nurse, and registered nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
San Juan School District has openings for a number of paraprofessional positions in their elementary and secondary schools. To qualify, you need to have an associate's degree, or provide proof that you've completed 48 college credit hours, or take and pass the ParaPro assessment. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials, 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at fiestamexrest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
Join Red Rock 92 and the San Juan Record for the first ever Founders Golf Tournament, Saturday, September 2nd at the beautiful Hideout Golf Course in Monticello. The tournament honors the remarkable community-wide effort that brought the game of golf to Monticello and raises funds for improvements at the Hideouts. It's a four-man scramble starting at 9 a.m., $280 per team, and lunch is provided. The Hideout Golf Course is the number one public course in Utah and 35th in the nation as ranked by Golf Week magazine. Come see it for yourself at the Founders Golf Tournament, Saturday, September 2nd in Monticello. If you believe in faith, family, and freedom, join the San Juan County Republican Party for their annual Great American President's Dinner and fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello. Congressman and Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens is the featured speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a gun raffle, and elected officials will give state and local level updates. Visit the San Juan County, Utah Republican Party Facebook page or give them a call, 623-512-6910, for more information and tickets. The San Juan County Republican Party Great American President's Dinner and Fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello.
Are you ready to experience the heartbeat of Native culture? Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where tradition comes alive. Join us for an unforgettable celebration at our annual powwow event, August 18th through the 20th. Feel the rhythm of the drums, witness breathtaking dances, and immerse yourself in the rich heritage of the Southwest. Special festivities, a thrilling drumming contest, and if you're up for the challenge, dive into the exhilarating hand games tournament. Ute Mountain Casino, the heartbeat of Native culture.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I'm your host this morning, at least, Bill Boyle, joined by Rhett Sifford. This fourth segment, we'd like to take a look at sports with a professional sports report in the NL West. Man, the Diamondbacks and Rockies are not having a great year. The Diamondbacks are okay. They're nine games behind the Dodgers, of course. The Dodgers, the most loaded team in baseball, but Diamondbacks nine games back, 504. They're 57 and 56 for the season. The Rockies are in the cellar, though. 44 and 68 is their record. They're 21 and a half games behind the Rockies and have the lowest winning percentage in the National League. If you look in American League, the Oakland A's and the Kansas City Royals have worse records than the Rockies, but anyway, a tough year for the Rockies so far. The Diamondbacks, who were in first place not long ago, but have dropped to third place right now. Looking forward to football season coming up, and basketball season will be right around the corner again, but right now we're in the dog days of summer, which means baseball. But I guess dog days of summer, that's going to end this week. Tomorrow, Rhett is going to join us, and we are going to have an interview with San Juan Bronco head football coach Barkley Christensen. It's a great interview. Great
It
story.
Is a good interview. It's also going to appear in the San Juan Record. I want to say thanks to Jill Pearson for spending half the day yesterday transcribing that audio for me.
Yeah, she
outstanding
did a good job.
Work. We're going to need to thank her in the paper as well. She really saved my bacon yesterday. That would have taken a long time.
Yep. So that's tomorrow's morning show. We're going to hear an interview with Coach Christensen.
Yeah, they're excited to get started. I mean, obviously going for three in a row, and they're favored to do it again this year, returning just about their whole team. So it's pretty rare to have that, you know. There hasn't been a three-peat champion in the 2A, and I'll need to go back and study it, but all the championships in the 2A for the last
12 years
have been won in pairs. And San Juan, of course, did that last year. And so that continued the trend, and they're hoping to break that trend this year. They'd be the first team, and I think there's been five champions, or six champions, like you said. So it's been about 12 years. So they would be the first team.
Yeah. We'll have to look at that because we've been in pairs, I think, for six pairs, but I don't know whether there was a three timer before then. It may be
we'd have to go back and see. But yeah, for sure. So it'd be the first time in a while, and Sam Juan, of course, has never done it. So
yeah, so we'll dive into that interview. We'll have a preview of the Broncos because it's Friday night, 7 o'clock.
That's right. It's
the defending 2A champion San Juan Broncos take on the defending 1A champion.
Yeah, that's weird. I was gonna list them as defending, but they can't defend. So they are the reigning, they're the reigning 1A champions, but they've lost a lot of their team. So,
yeah,
A lot of their kids are gone. Their coach, it's interesting, that team in their history has experienced so much turmoil, turnover among coaches, among players. It's been tough. They haven't had a lot of stability, but they do have a little stability now in their coach, Stowers.
Some momentum. And I think the basketball coach is going to retire too. Maybe his last year if he didn't retire, but Leighton Christian. They're in Leighton, of course, which is on the Wasatch Front. 6 of the 9 San Juan games are going to be on the road.
Yep.
So if you can't travel on the road, Rhett Sifford and Art Adair are going to travel.
We'll put a
lot of miles on the car this season.
Yeah, we're going to live over there. We need to get our season passes to Lagoon and and get ready to live up there because, we're going to be up there a lot this year.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it starts this week. It's amazing. This Friday, we're only a few days away now, 7 o'clock, Friday Night Lights, Red Rock 92, pictureitpalmer.com. Lane Palmer and the guys are going to be up there. So
yeah, we're getting our sponsorships all set up, our broadcast ready to go. We're servicing cars and checking equipment and clearing our throats and doing our homework.
That's right.
And we'll hit that hard tomorrow on the Red Rock Morning Show. Preview of the San Juan Broncos as they are in the quest. What's their theme?
It's called Leave a Legacy. In the legacy, the E is a 3.
Of course,
alluding to the
three times in a row.
So,
anyway, so it should be a great show tomorrow. We're so glad that you've joined us on the Red Rock Morning Show. Appreciate your support and listening in. Once again, the big news story, President Joe Biden is set to designate a new national monument today in the area's federal land surrounding Grand Canyon National Park. There's a red flag warning. Be careful out there. Fire conditions are high with winds and dry conditions and a lot of fuel out there. Glad that you've joined us on the Red Rock Morning Show. Once again, this is Bill Boyle. Appreciate Rhett Sifford sitting in. David Boyle is out today, but we survived it, I think.
We do. We did. And we do have America the Beautiful. I was delayed on that, but we have America
the Beautiful. You have America the Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. We've been playing America the Beautiful to close out the Red Rock Morning Show. This is sponsored by Canyon Steak and Waffle on 200 South Main Street in Moab. Appreciate their sponsorship of this. And if you're interested in sponsorship packages, let us know.
Man, I have a strange hankering for a waffle right now.
I want some steak.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So, once again, Red Rock Morning Show, the America the Beautiful. Who do we have today, Rhett?
I like this one. It's the U.S. Navy Band. This guy gets swinging up in the sky with it. So, yeah.
Very good. Thank you for joining the Red Rock Morning Show.
itself. Our country love. Steve.